This is the thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The thought for today is a rather happy thought. To be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now. To be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now. To be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now. Think about it. We are always tending to move in the past or in the future. And sometimes we do that and we miss the present. We miss the wonderful things that are happening right now. We miss the wonderful things. I was just sitting here after supper and going contrary to everyone's desire, primarily because I told them that we shouldn't feed the dogs from the table. And I was having them lick all the plates clean. And of course, the dogs were just delighted to do it for us. Now, did you enjoy them doing that? Did you find it a happy thing to see them doing that? Did you like the sparkle in their eyes and the wiggle of their tail as they were eating and just being so thrilled, getting nothing more than a lick from the bottom of the bowl? Well, if you weren't, you weren't being happy with your life right now. To be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now. Now, here we are sitting at the dinner table. We've just finished eating our dinner. We had a very nice dinner of salmon and some rice and some spinach and some cooked celery. And we had a piece of corn on a cob. And then we had some ice cream for dessert. And we had some milk and a cup of coffee. Interesting. Very interesting. Did you enjoy every mouthful of the food as you ate it?
Yes, I did.
If you enjoy every mouthful of the food as you eat it, why did you shovel it in as though it's going out of style? Because it was so exciting?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the reason. Now, let's stop and smell the roses. Let's go slow and enjoy what we have as we go along and not lose the opportunity to really have fun right at the moment. So, sometimes we forget to light the candle on the table. The candle is there, but we forget. And so we're half through or all through with the meal, and so someone runs out and gets the matches and lights the candle at the last second before we all finish at the table. Well, now, what happens when they do that? Is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Or is it something like, hey, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice to see the candle glow? If the candle glows throughout the meal, isn't that nice to see the candle glow while I'm eating? It has that harmonious feeling about it, so peaceful, so gentle, so lovely. The soft yellow light of the candle. It's not harsh like the light of an incandescent bulb, but it's just soft and gentle. Enjoy it in the moment. Enjoy it in the moment, because you are. And then look at each person at the table and look into their eyes and see the candlelight reflecting in their eyes. It's kind of interesting. Some people have a lot of candlelight reflecting from their eyes and other people have almost none. Now, Ingeborg, you have almost no candlelight reflecting from your eyes. Lift your head up just a little bit. Oh, I see. So that's what it is. Ellen and Sylvia, they have their heads up, and so they have the light reflected in their eyes. You have a tendency to have your head down, and thereby you miss the reflection of the light in your eyes. So it's okay. If you want to miss it, that's all right. If you want to get it, then you got to lift up your head a little bit and be a little proud of yourself and be a little happy with what's going on. Every single moment, not looking for what another person does or what another person doesn't do. Just be so happy. Now, were you happy counting the gist today and getting them ready for distribution around the world? Were you happy in looking over the list and all of a sudden seeing a name of someone that rings the bell with you? Is it a delight to work on that? Is it a delight to stop working on that and do something else? Yes. It's always a delight. It's a delight to read your lesson. Now, this is a very major point. To be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now. So, all of you have taken all the courses of the University of Healing, and you have your bachelor's, your master's, your doctorate. You have your practitioners, and you have your ministerial, and you have your school of the master. Yeah, you have everything that we have done, and you've done very well in it. But now you're beginning to do the courses over again because you want to continue your study habits and get the benefit that you have been having all along. So you've read The Art and Science of Wholeness. You've done the 30 weeks of that. And then now you're into the Song of the Spirit, which is 28 weeks. Okay. Reading it three times a day out loud to yourself. And at the end of the week, and the end of 7 days, you do the quiz and the essay. Are you finding that each reading is opening up your heart and your mind to some new ideas that you think you missed the first time around?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you, the first time around, get all you could take? No, you didn't get all, you got all you could take.
Yeah.
But as you read, your ability to receive increased. And by the time you finished all the courses, you were open for looking at them with entirely different eyes. Now, as you look at the Art and Science of Wholeness, each chapter you say, that's an interesting point of view that I missed the first time around. But hey, that's interesting, that's good. And you may not say you missed it the first time around. You may just say, Eureka, I found it. How wonderful to see this beautiful concept here that hits me right now, touches me right now, right where I am. And that's beautiful because that's the idea, to be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now. Be happy, concentrate on the things that are happening in your life right now. You know the old story. If you have a problem, open up the newspaper and just blindly point your finger to something, and that'll be an answer to your problem. If you have a problem, open up the Bible at any page you want, just randomly, and point your finger at a paragraph, and that will be the answer to what you want to know. Really. And if it isn't the answer, you'll make it the answer. You'll interpret it in the way that it's the answer. But that's living in the now. That's enjoying it. Now, you say, that's sort of irrational for people to act like that and use Ouija boards and use pendulums and all these different things. Hey, if that gives you pleasure, and if that allows you to express your indwelling spirit of purity and goodness, go for it. Nobody says that you have to do it in a certain way. Nobody says you got to get down on your knees and pray and put your hands in a together position pointing toward God, where God is up in heaven. You know, nobody says you have to do that, except some churches. And those churches haven't read the Bible, where Jesus said the Father is within, and all who worship him will worship him within themselves, the kingdom of heaven. Now, what's all this praying outside? And what's all this worshiping outside? What's all this putting our hands together and pointing at a higher entity than we are? What's all that about? Well, as you all know, the Bible is the book of the religious history of a people. And interestingly enough, it's the Jewish people. And we always give the Jewish people a hard time, but yet it's their Bible that we use and we honor and we respect and we live by. And we should be praising the Jews for the wonderful gift that they've given us, but instead we pick on them. We pick on them and try to annihilate them and try to do all sorts of silly things to them. And you can't do it because they are not annihilatable. You cannot get rid of them because they are a chosen people. Now, who says? They say that. They said that from the beginning in the Bible. Now, they unfortunately said they're going to have trials and tribulation, which they didn't need to say, but they said that. But they said they're the chosen people, and they've been the chosen people throughout history. How beautiful. Why aren't we the chosen people? We are not the chosen people until we say we are the chosen people. We have to speak our word to be happy and concentrate on what is in our life right now. All right? Are you a genius? Yes. Are you wonderful? Yes. Are you intelligent? Yes. Are you healthy, happy, hearty, and every other good thing? Yes, 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 yes. Okay, then start living like that. Start acting like that. You see, people go to hospitals and they get sick, or they get sick and go to hospitals, or both. And they're in the hospital and they feel very sad. And people come and visit them that have never visited them before, and visit them more often than they ever did before. Because everybody had their own life, and you didn't need me, you know. But now you need me because you're in the hospital. But then you just go there and say, oh, I'm so sorry you're sick, and, you know, get well soon and stuff, and then they leave. Well, that's well and good. But what is it that we can do when we visit someone who is sick in the hospital, someone who has a problem? What can we do? We can go in as practitioners and see them whole and perfect. We can go in as practitioners and know the truth about them. Of course, it's kind of cold. We as practitioners go in there knowing that they're already whole and perfect, and we don't see their illness. We don't see the game they're playing. And so they think that we're not really attentive to them, but they love it. They love it. My sister May is a good one in point. She's in the hospital, and she's suffering from all sorts of problems. And every time I go in there, I catch her. I catch her not being disturbed. I catch her doing things that she says she doesn't do, and they're good things. And then she says, oh, but I, you know. And I say, don't deny it. Yeah, that's just like Sylvia. People call Sylvia up at 2 o'clock in the morning. They say, did I wake you? And Sylvia says, no, no, no. No, no, it's no problem. She should just say, yes, yes, yes. Yes, you woke me. Now, I'm sure it's something very important that you want to share, you know? And if it isn't something very important you want to share, I'd like to know your address, you know? I'll come over and give you a paddling. But you see, we're the creators of our world. Now, why would Sylvia create someone calling her at 2 o'clock in the morning in the first place? Why would she do that? Why would you create somebody calling you 3 times today, Ellen, and wanting to talk about nothing? Why? Because it gives you a pleasure. Ellen, it gives you pleasure. Do you mean to say that you're creating something in your world that doesn't give you pleasure? Hey? Hey?
No.
All right. Yeah. I'd cough on that one, too. But the thing is, we create these people contacting us and being a bother, if you will. And we don't want to do that. We should create every person who calls here a joy and a delight, a harmony and a wonder. And this is how I create that person. When that person calls, I say, wow, you're great, you're fantastic, you're beautiful. Wow, you're so successful, you're glorious. It's so nice to hear all about how wonderful your life is. And the other phone's ringing now, so bye-bye. No, I don't say that. But if the phone is ringing, it's a good excuse. Yeah. I was talking to Marla Stalder, and the other phone was ringing. And she says, oh, you have another call. Well, then I'll say goodbye now. And I said, well, I'm sure glad you called. You're wonderful. And it was another phone ringing, but it was ringing through, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure one of you got it. But every moment should be a happy moment. Every moment. And I said to Marla, we'll let you know when our next seminar is going to be in Europe. She says, oh, I already know. She says, I found out from Gertrude already. And probably the Byrne one, you know. But this is fantastic. This is fantastic. Every time we turn around. Now, what are the letters that we're getting from Nigeria and Ghana? We're getting letters of enthusiasm, of joy, of harmony, of delight in the lectures that we gave. We have this one young man who wants to come out and be a monk. And that wasn't what I was going to say. We have another young man who is in prison, who is been moved from one prison to another. And the fellow that he left in the cell behind him is writing to us now. And he says, I understand you went to Europe. It sounds like you had very good reason to go and to Nigeria and Ghana. May I ask you, what do you do there? And so, he's in all sincerity asking what we do there. What would any religious person, any philosophical person do if they went to any country or any place? They'd talk. They'd share. They'd live their philosophy. And so I'm going to have fun answering his letter because he's given me the opportunity to say a lot. And I'll say a lot to him, too. And it's fun. It really is.
Reader's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just wonderful about these things because they are so fascinating and so fulfilling because they're living right in the now, right in the present moment, the present tense. And one of the fellows wrote, he said, now take good care of, was it Ralph, the spider?
Yeah.
Take good care of Ralph, my friend. He's under the bed there. And now make sure that he gets lots of ants. He's a very hungry fellow, and he's a spider, under the bed. And so they should take good care of him. Well, when you're locked up in a cell and you have nothing to entertain yourself, you do what you can. And if you don't have a radio, you don't hear any music. If you don't have a TV, you don't hear any TV. And it can be boring. So it takes a very balanced mind to come out of a situation like that and not be very irritated and very unhappy. But the people that we're dealing with there are very balanced, very happy, and very fulfilled about life. It's really exciting. It's really exciting. So, to be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now. Because what is happening in your life right now is very, very important. And you might as well face it and get a laugh out of it and enjoy it and smile all the way to the bank.
Okay, to the bank.
So do that. Do that with all your heart and watch the wonderment come to you. I was listening to the one reading his letter, listening to him. I could almost hear him telling me that he had this young man as a cellie, and that when he left the cell to go to a different prison, it was like losing a very dear and a very special friend, because this person cared about him and talked to him and counseled him and told him that he loved him. And it was not a homosexual love or anything like that. It was just a deep spiritual love of appreciation of one human being for another. And he says he has never had that in his life. He's never known that. And he wants to keep in contact with him to keep the line open, because he says it's rare to find it anywhere in the world, and even more rare to find it in prison. So he's been concentrating on what's happening in his life right now. And he's living every moment. And when necessary, he relives the moments that his friend shared with him when he was in the cell. Because his friend is learning our philosophy, taking our courses, and sharing that with whomever he meets. And you see, miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. And that's why we read the course. And that's why we take the course. And that's why we enjoy it. As I often say, the course is designed around a psychological principle that has been found to work for students all over the world. When they take a course and they read the book, each chapter, three times a day for a week, when they have finished that course, they are masters of the subject that they have in hand. And it is not a task of reading it diligently, reading it intently, trying to get something out of it. just by the mere reassociation with the chapter 21 times, it is theirs for life. And they are the most magnificent whatevers. Philosopher, scientist, doctor, lawyer, merchant, chief, whatever they choose to be. They're the most magnificent because they have learned to apply themselves with love. And you have too. So with that, to be happy, concentrate on what is happening in your life right now, and be sure to take the courses of the University of Healing. I love you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.